Dolly Lewis, from You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. Several years ago, I went on a life-changing trip to India. In case you haven't witnessed it yourself, India is heaving with life, a swarming blur of vibrant colors, honking cars, wandering cows, packed trains, endless slums, elaborate palaces, ancient temples, and sweet-smelling incense. It's literally full to the brim with humanity, chatting and chanting and sitting on top of you while you struggle for space on an overbooked train. Your only options are, one, go with the flow and get to know your neighbor, or two, grow a big, fat, stress-related tumor. The thing that made perhaps the biggest impression on me there was how nearly everyone I met went for option number one. In India, some people will spoon you on a bus if you fall asleep next to them, roll down their windows to chat with you in a traffic jam, stare unblinkingly at your non-Indianness, help you if you're lost, insist you get in their family photos at historical monuments, invite you in for tea, burp, fart, and laugh in your face. It's totally annoying and sweet. And makes me think they clearly know something important that I've long forgotten, and that I suspect most of the world has forgotten too. I didn't have to darken the doorway of an ashram, or stick a red dot on my forehead, or partake in any of the other thousands of spiritual options the country is famous for offering. Who needs them? As far as I'm concerned, you can learn pretty much everything you need to know about spirituality and life by taking a 12-hour bus ride through India during wedding season.